This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. As we've seen cotton prices move higher and then retreat some over the last couple of weeks, competing crops are seeing higher prices as well. Will that affect acreage this next year? Dr. John Robinson with Texas A&M.
I think we'll see reduced acreage where the alternatives are feasible. So over in the southeast, you know, peanuts and soybeans and corn may take acreage away, and in the Mid-South as well, and maybe in South Texas we'll have more sorghum. But the issue right now, if you look at the drought map, you know, the western, I don't have to tell you or your listeners, the western third of Texas is under extraordinary drought now in December, and we've got a La Nina condition that's forecasted to last until May. That suggests to me that drought response is going to dictate acres as much as anything. Typically under those situations, we plant more cotton in West Texas. We plant it and we insure it and we see what comes up and we go from there. Cotton does better agronomically if it does come up than a grain crop would, a spring grain, or, you know, the wheat tends to turn to dust in these kinds of conditions. So I wouldn't be surprised if cotton acres hold their own or even go up in the western part of the state, just in response to the drought. And what we wind up with is anybody's guess.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.